This is JIS News. Coming up, government completes compensation policy for the public sector, labor laws to be amended, and company to recycle used tires. The news in detail after this message.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Upon the energy, upon the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease upon the energy, upon the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must.
Ease upon the energy, upon the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Now the news. The government has completed a wide-ranging compensation policy for the public service. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says this is with the view of developing an instrument that determines how public sector workers are paid. She says the government will be seeking every opportunity within the context of wage restraint to do what it can to enhance their welfare.
I gave instructions to the NHT that when they are building in areas suitable for public servants, there should be an allocation. I think it is important that whatever we can do, given your sacrifice for this country, for this nation, we should do it.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the Jamaica Civil Service Association's 95th Annual General Meeting in Kingston Thursday. She adds that representation will be made to the minister with responsibility for land to dedicate lands for public servants. The Ministry of Labor and Social Security is moving to amend several labor laws as part of measures to effect labor market reform in Jamaica. Some acts to be amended include the Holidays with Pay Act, minimum wage, foreign nationals and citizenship employment, and the Labor Relations and Industrial Disputes Act. Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says in furtherance of the reform process, the establishment of a commission for labor market reform is being proposed.
This labor market reform commission will be tasked with conducting consultations with the relevant stakeholders relating to education and training, technology and innovation, labor policies and legislation, social protection, industrial relations and productivity.
Minister Kellyer was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Wednesday. A total of 366 projects have been completed under the recently concluded Jamaica Development Infrastructure Program, JDIP. The disclosure was made by State Minister for Transport, Works and Housing, Richard Azan, during his 2014-2015 sectoral debate presentation in the House of Representatives earlier this week. Mr. Azan says that as at March 2014, the total value of the work carried out on the 366 JDIP projects was $368.2 million US.
Of this, total 320 sub-projects have been inspected and takeover certificate issued. In addition, 180 defected liability certificates have been issued to contractor relating to him of any further response for their project. The performance certificates were issued to contractors check by the National Work Agency at the end of October 2013, closing JDIP.
The activities undertaken under Phase 1 and 2 of the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, were also part of the JDIP. And the country is set to benefit from the recycling of waste tires through an investment by SKD Haulage and Distribution, SKDP Company. The St. Anne-based company will begin the recycling initiative in July. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the project will create jobs and alleviate the problem of frequent fires at the Riverton landfill.
This investment will undoubtedly encourage other local and perhaps global investment in this emerging industry. The production, as you've heard, of crumb rubber from the recycling of the tires form part of the larger waste-to-profit initiative, which is a scheme promoted by several ministries and incorporated into many projects by the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC.
Minister Hilton says the initiative is also expected to reduce the government's costs associated with solid waste disposal. That was the JIS News. I am Caroline Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.